Good morning. It's October 23rd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. The music you are listening to is Lords and Ladies by Ambience Mastery. Today's title is Just a Sec. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. 1 John 3:1. Like a lot of physicians, I can get pretty intense sometimes, pretty focused, essentially trained to shut out extraneous input and concentrate on the task at hand. I'm sure this quality was honed through years of determined study, from prep school to college to medical school. This tendency to shut out interruption then developed further in the operating room, where concentration might mean the difference between a good outcome and a bad one. Unfortunately, an intolerance to interruption may not serve as well in real life as it does in the operating room. One of the best books I have ever read was entitled Deep Survival by Lawrence Gonzalez. His father was a biophysicist in the Texas Medical Center in Houston, where I had gone to medical school. Frederico Gonzalez, his father, had the left wing of his B-17 shot off over Dusseldorf at 27,000 feet during World War II. The plane broke apart. All 10 crew were killed, but Gonzalez rode the spiraling hunk of steel to the ground, where it crashed through the roof of a barn. He broke nearly every bone in his body, but survived the rest of the war in a German prison camp. Lawrence grew up wondering why it was that some people survived horrific accidents and others did not. Was it just chance, or were survivors different somehow? The answer has to do with aspects of fight or flight, the power of emotional highs, and the ability to be hyper-focused when need be, and open to outside stimuli when need be, and never confusing the two. Many of the stories in this book related the deaths of people who didn't have to die. They simply became so focused that they brooked no interruption at all, took in no outside information, even terribly relevant information, if it disrupted their attention to achieving their goal. Mountain climbers that ignore approaching storms, pilots that ignore air traffic controllers, skiers that ignore clearly posted warnings, and hundreds of examples of those who ignore interruption so that they can attain an anticipated intense emotional high, like landing safely on an aircraft carrier or reaching the summit of a mountain. Shutting out interruption worked well for me in studying medicine, but it didn't work quite as well when my small children needed my attention. It didn't work quite as well when my grown children needed my attention either. See Doing Life, January 1st. It certainly doesn't work too well in a marriage. It turns out that intolerance of interruption doesn't work very well as a Christian either. Jesus wants us to love God and love each other, right? Well, it's hard to love another if you won't pay any attention to him or her because you're too busy with whatever it is you're busy with. All of us tend to get hyper-focused and busy at our jobs. While our jobs are important to feed and clothe our families, they're not so important that you forget the greatest commandment. Interruptions by people who request our attention could be annoying and insignificant, true. But they could also be opportunities to demonstrate the love of Christ, which you would have missed entirely if you've isolated yourself either physically or emotionally or both, so that you have become unapproachable to others. In loving them by helping and attending to them, you nudge them in the direction of knowing the loving God you worship. Be available for the Holy Spirit to work through you. How many times in your life have you said, just a second, to a coworker, to a subordinate, to a member of your family, and then either turned the second into an hour, or more commonly, forgot that they had approached you at all? Focus is good, to a limit. Focusing to the point where it excludes the human needs of others can become a disaster. Next time someone interrupts you with a need or a question, unless you're defusing a nuclear device with 110 seconds left on the timer, stop what you are doing and see how you can help. Treat them as you know you should treat your own children, whom you love fiercely. It will change your life, and possibly the lives of the people with whom you interact, for the better. When the Lord saw that, he turned aside to see. God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses, and he said, Here I am. Exodus 3:4, ESV. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, Here I am, send me. Isaiah 6:8, ESV. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am. You called me? Speak, for your servant is listening." 1 Samuel 3, 4, and 10, ESV. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Direct your Holy Spirit within us to view interruptions as opportunities to show your love that simply show up unexpectedly, rather than viewing them as annoyance. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.